Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Alberts, and welcome to this WebMD Stroke Update. Today I would like to discuss with you an article very recently published in JAMA by Saver and colleagues. What Dr. Saver and colleagues did is that they used the very large Get With The Guidelines stroke database to look at the association of treatment delays with IV tPA therapy for acute ischemic stroke and outcomes. This was a large study with over 58,000 patients examined. And they looked at the use of IV tPA within 4.5 hours of stroke onset. What they found was very interesting. Patients treated sooner in the time period versus later had significantly improved outcomes, including a 26% relative risk reduction for in-hospital mortality and a 28% relative risk reduction in symptomatic hemorrhage, symptomatic intracerebral hemorrhage in particular. Furthermore, for every 1,000 patients treated sooner rather than later, 18 additional patients were able to ambulate better, and 8 additional patients were functionally independent. So this is very important, and they did look at confounding factors just to make sure there were no underlying biases. As you might expect, patients with the most severe strokes, as judged by a higher NIH stroke scale score, tended to come in sooner for therapy versus later. So the better outcomes in the patients who were treated sooner rather than later cannot be explained by the fact that they had less severe strokes. The study also found that patients who came in by ambulance, by EMS, tended to have better outcomes and present sooner than those who came in by other modes of transportation. So, what they did not look at in this study that I think is an important variable is something that we're paying a lot of attention to now, and that's door-to-needle time. But in the big scheme of things, we cannot do all that much beyond getting EMS involved in patient public education to get folks to pick up the phone and call 911. But we do have a lot of control in terms of what happens once they get to the hospital. And I think it's reasonable to extrapolate that a lot of this delay in terms of onset to treatment time was probably an in-hospital delay in door-to-needle time. And we know now that the national guideline by NQF and others is to achieve a door-to-needle time of 60 minutes or less. So now from this large study, we clearly have a lot of compelling data showing that time really is brain. And it's true that every minute counts in terms of reducing the time delay between stroke onset and when we get therapy going with IV tPA. So there you have it, a very large study published in JAMA, very convincing results that confirm what we already know, that time is brain. So we need to do everything that we can to shave every minute we can off of any delays that we see to get patients treated sooner rather than later. Thank you very much for joining me for this WebMD Stroke Update. Have a good day.